Good morning. The time is 9:06. Currently, partly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 27 degrees at our studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in Wausau. I'm Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, a very quiet start. Again, a little bit of cloud cover, but it's got brighter in the last hour or so. Again, not much wind. We had so much wind there for a while, but now I look out there and the trees basically are not moving at all. But again, it looks like it's going to continue to be a rather unusual week weather-wise. How unusual? Well, to find out, we're joined from weatherology and our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucheski. And Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
When I say unusual, I'm saying pretty good unusual, unless you're somebody that is ready to get out there and cross-country ski or go sledding or anything like that, because it's not going to be good for those folks, but for anybody that's hoping it stays mild, it looks like some pretty good news on the way.
It is. It's very mild forecast coming in, particularly for the next couple of days. Today we're looking at partial sunshine developing here for the day with a high getting up right around about the mid-30s. It's actually slightly above average for the 70s. We should be in the lower 30s instead. A little bit on the windy side, and then for tonight, mostly cloudy, low near 26. We really start to see a warm front coming into the area here for your Thursday. Mostly sunny skies, pretty windy tomorrow with a high around about 43 degrees. Looks like 46 here for your Friday, even warmer. Partial sunshine develops for the day. This will be our warmest day this forecast as we'll start to cool down for the weekend. Saturday, it looks like a slight chance for rain and snow mixing at times. Cloudy skies, high around about 37 degrees. Then our coolest day comes in on Sunday, but it is going to be more of an average day. Mostly sunny with a high around about 31.
I tell you, again, I don't know if you know this off the top of your head. I hope I'm not throwing a question out there you can't answer, but as we go into the winter, official start of winter coming up in a couple of weeks, is there any way to judge on what to expect generally? Are we expecting this warmer than normal temperatures to kind of stick around for the most part, or is it sort of a crapshoot as we get into the midst of winter?
It's always difficult to say, but I believe the prediction generally is that it's going to be a little bit of a warmer winter this year. However, it could potentially be more of a wet one.
Ah, okay. Well, we have to keep an eye on that. And I know a few folks that enjoy the outdoor activities here in North Central Wisconsin are hoping for that dose of snow coming up soon. So we'll keep an eye on that. But until then, we'll enjoy the warmer than normal temperatures. Thanks for the information, and we will catch you again tomorrow.
No problem. Thank you.
That is our meteorologist, Jennifer Vucheski. Again, joined us each and every weekday morning at 9:06. You're starting off the second hour of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Right now, again, partly cloudy skies. Temperature stands at 27 degrees. The winds are out of the south at 6 miles per hour, so the wind chill factor is 20. The dew point is 21, relative humidity of 78%. The barometer stands at 30.16 inches, a visibility of 9 miles. It is a hump day Wednesday. We are heading downhill towards the weekend. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will be joined from the Grand Theater by Sean Wright, or sometimes Sean is off, you know, traveling, trying to line up those next great acts for the Grand Theater. So Sean might be here, but we may also, as we normally see, one of the guests come in as well. So somebody from the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation will be joining us coming up here in just a few minutes. But also wanted to say good morning again to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How's it going?
Pretty good. It's only, well, it's only a few days away from the big Hadrosi Chaperone audition.
Oh, yeah?
I'm preparing. I've been getting ready. I'm very excited. There's quite a few people I know who are, you know, in charge of the show and also auditioning for the show as well. So be
what? What? That sounds like a conflict of interest. In charge of the show and auditioning?
No, not favoritism. Just people, okay. I know.
Okay, okay.
People I'm familiar with and worked with in the past.
Very good. And I know that, like myself, you had a late night last night because you were here. As we had a doubleheader of high school sports last night. I was doing the Wausau West game down at Monona Grove, which was live here on Bow Falls Radio, but then on the Sports 2 stream. We had Marathon and Newman Catholic and girls basketball. Tom Weaver, as he always does, outstanding on the call. But back in the studio running the commercials for Tom was you. And then you ran the game back on a tape delay basis here on Bow Falls Radio after I was done. What time did you get out last night? When did you get out of here?
About 11:05.
Okay, well... And yesterday you were saying you had a little bit of trouble waking up. Mom made sure that you got yourself out of bed and got here in time. Any issues getting out of bed after your late night?
I did not have any problems this morning. My alarm was loud enough, so I had to drag myself out of bed by digging up at the right time.
I actually, one of the rare times I've found myself as I got older, have not been needing my alarm. I've been waking up before the alarm would go off. But this morning, actually, the alarm went off because, again, it was late. And then after I got home, it's like, you know, you don't want to just get home and then go right to bed. At least for me, you need a time to, like, I had a little snack and then I kind of laid down for a little bit before falling asleep. So it was a very late. Yeah. I didn't get back. Mm-hmm. We rolled back into Wausau West at about 11:30 last night. And finally, and then I had to drive back home to Weston, which takes about 15, 20 minutes. So then it's after midnight and I'm rolling in. And again, I'm not complaining because, like I said last hour, we were talking to Bob that, you know, I'm fortunate where I don't have to look at the clock. I don't feel like, oh boy, another 2 hours and then I'm done, or another 3 hours and then the day is over. Because often, like today, and you're going to be coming back later on this evening as well, running the board for the big high school sports show. So we're back here from 6 until 8 p.m. Get home then, you know, sometime around 9. I don't say, oh, man, I wish I could be home this much. I'm lucky. And I hope that other people have the opportunities to do what they like as well. And I hope that it doesn't bother you too much when you're coming in here in the evening as well.
No, honestly, it's not that I'm bad. I mean,
no heavy lifting, at least, right?
No heavy lifting.
Absolutely.
The game yesterday was pretty interesting because Newman was really keeping ahead of Marathon by 5 points throughout most of the game. And they end up, and Marathon ended up making a comeback, but unfortunately, it wasn't enough to catch Newman, and they lost by 6 points.
And that was the first win of the season for Newman Catholic.
Yes, it was.
And I want to wish a congratulations to the first-year head coach of the Newman Catholic Cardinals, Casey Clausius. He is a first-year coach. He's an interesting story, and hopefully we'll get him on the big high school sports show soon. But he was somebody that actually coached in Alaska. He coached basketball up in Alaska, high school basketball, a few years back, and then came here to Wisconsin. I think his wife is from Wisconsin, so he got a job down here, then came to Newman this year. But I don't think about basketball that much up in Alaska, but they do it just like we do here. You think about dog sled racing, I think, in Alaska.
Yeah,
the Iditarod. but no, that's great for Coach Clausius last night as the Cardinals defeated the Marathon Red Raiders 37-31. And also, I had a really good game last night. It really was a fun game. Wausau West went down to Monona Grove. Monona Grove, right now a favorite in their conference. They were coming off a big win over Wanakee, who was undefeated in the conference a year ago. And Wausau West, I thought, played one of the best games I've seen the Warrior boys basketball team play in a very long time, as the Warriors defeated Monona Grove 74-65. Brett Butala, 23 points. Lucas Hager, 18. Bennett Matson, 15 for West. They improved to 3-2 overall. They will be starting off their Wisconsin Valley Conference campaign coming up on Friday night at Merrill, taking on the Blue Jays. Another game that we will have right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 12:30. Also coming up this week, as I said, the big high school sports show coming up tonight, 6 till 8 p.m. Our student-athlete guest at 7 o'clock, Jesse Napgezik from the Wausau East Lumberjacks. And the Lumberjacks off to a red hot start. Wausau East now 5-0 on the season. They defeated Rhinelander last night, and so far the leading scorer for the Lumberjacks is Jesse Napgezik. So we'll talk to him about his hot start, about his team's hot start as they get set for their conference opener against DC Everest on Friday night. And also want to remind people that this is one of the great weekends of the year for anybody that's a high school hockey fan, because the Marathon Cup tournament is coming tomorrow and Saturday. It's a bit different this year because normally the Marathon Cup tournament is being held at DC Everest at Green Heck Fieldhouse. But this year, because of the construction that is going on over at DC Everest, the tournament has been moved to a Marathon Park for the semifinals and then Mosinee Rec Center for the finals. So semifinals tomorrow night at the Marathon Park Ice Arena, the first semifinal at 5:30. East Merrill United against Mosinee, and then the second semifinal will be the Wausau West Warriors and the DC Everest Evergreens, and we'll have the game for you here on Bow Falls Radio tomorrow night at 7:15. Walking into the studio, Sean Wright. Good to see you again, Sean, Executive Director, Grand Theater Performing Arts Foundation.
Absolutely.
Looking sharp as well.
It feels like hockey weather out there.
Actually, it's warmer than normal these days. I tell you, tomorrow's going to be... You got to have some winter weather, because then people want to come indoors to the Grand Theater, right?
That's true. But, you know, holiday season programming just does that, whatever the temperature, fortunately.
Hey, I got to tell you, you got really good people, because 2 weeks ago you were out of town, you know, doing the heavy lifting that you always do. And, God dang, I forget the name for who was in here. It wasn't Tammy. Who do we have?
Probably was Katie Lang.
Yes, Katie, director. Yes. Yeah. I mean, both of them are so good. Yeah. You have, you know, it's great. It's a sign of a great leader when you're able to delegate and they're able to do almost as good a job as you.
It's a sign of a great leader who knows to hire really talented people so you can just do the song and dance that I do. And they handle the heavy lifting.
Exactly right. And I know that you have to travel around because, again, in the process of getting these shows that you see, again, it's a long process. Yeah. How much do you trust other people, and how much do you have to actually see and be really close to these productions in order to say, I want it to come to Wausau?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. You know, in an ideal world, we'd love to see everything, but that's just not possible.
As much as you would like to, you know, take the charge card and go everywhere,
correct.
Right?
Yes, I'd love to go to New York and see every show currently playing on
exactly.
Broadway and do that. You know, so it's a mix. Definitely you try to... you know, to see things, and just as much it's the conversations that you have with people at those, you know, when it's those trips, whether it's to IEBA or, you know, Arts Midwest or, mm-hmm. you know, coming up to the APAP conference, it's, you know, suddenly the network grows because you're able to say, well, you know, have you seen, or did you, right. you know, and it's not just seen, it's have you booked with them? How's the show? All those things.
We got to take a very quick time out, then we'll come back with more with Sean here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. A little bit of sunshine poking through. 27 degrees here in downtown Wausau. Another person that does his work and trade right here in the downtown is Sean Wright from the Grand Theater and Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Executive Director. And again, we're into December, the final month of 2023, hard to believe, but it's always such a very, again, I feel silly saying busy month because it seems like every month is a busy month for you and the folks at the Grand, but boy, December really
is.
It goes up another notch.
It does go up another notch, and you know, and that's us at the Grand and every performing arts center everywhere. If you're not busy in December, well,
you may be out of a job.
Exactly. There's something going on, but no, we had a wonderful kickoff to the holiday season, you know, with Nutcracker this past weekend with multiple sold out houses. It was just fantastic to see for Central Wisconsin School of Ballet. And then, you know, tonight we've got the Celtic Angels of Ireland, who people have absolutely loved on their previous stops, and only about 100 tickets left for that show. And then, of course, Wausau Community Theater, and this weekend for Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Next week, Michael Cavanaugh, who, of course, starred, you know, going back to Broadway, was the lead in Moving Out on Broadway, was handpicked by Billy Joel, and Michael was here right as we reopened, and so a lot of people didn't get to see him because that was sort of a weird time for mm-hmm. you know, people attending shows. Super, super talented. So it's his Christmas show, A Merry Rockin' Christmas. But don't worry, I mean, the guy played Billy Joel on Broadway for 3 years. He's going to work in some Billy Joel as well. And you know, and then we wrap it up with two mainstays of the holiday calendar at the Grand. Of course, the John Altenberg Christmas Extravaganza. Mm-hmm. You know, just a Christmas tradition unlike any other in Wausau. A week from Friday, and then it's the biannual stop from Mannheim Steamroller. Mm. With our evening show sold out, we added a matinee show. There's still a couple hundred tickets left for that matinee show, and then that's it. So yes, between now, or you know, actually starting back last week through the 18th of December, we are just wide open.
So
and
hold your breath and hold on, right?
Yes, that's exactly what I told our staff yesterday. I was like, listen, I this is a grind. We all know it's a grind, but these are, you know, not only are these great shows that deserve our care and attention, but they're the type of shows that are, for many people, are tradition.
You know, one of the things, again, I think I've said this in the past, I'm going to say it again, is how, again, there's not a separation between this wonderful venue and the community itself in terms of allowing the talent to be able to take advantage of it, along with the incredible touring productions and everything else that comes through. And I know that you've had an opportunity to be in other parts of the country and be involved in the arts and involved in many venues around the country. How would you describe what you see here in Wausau in terms of, number one, the support of the arts, and also the actual being involved in the arts? Because I think there's two separate things, because it's one thing to come and buy tickets, but also the amount of people that are involved in the arts in this area is just very impressive. Does it compare at all around the country?
Yeah, I mean, really, when you look at markets our size, our support of the arts is pretty much unmatched. You know, just when you think about, in so many markets, the support of the arts is very much the top of the pyramid. You know, a very small number of donors, funders, ticket buyers who underwrite a large chunk of the things that the organizations do. And the thing that's great here in Wausau is, yes, we've got wonderful foundations and wonderful corporations and some key individuals. But, you know, in a given year, we have anywhere between 900 to 1,000 donors who support our annual fund drive. And then you have the people who support the other arts organizations, and, you know, whether they're performing arts or visual arts. And the level of support is just fantastic. And yes, the level of participation in the arts. And I mean, and that's, you know, that's the, you know, the community groups, it's the groups, you know, like SWETA. I mean, the Beauty and the Beast that will be at the Grand in February, that is a, you know, a Broadway level production put on by a local educational alliance of, you know, an all-star group of students mm-hmm. and faculty and staff. You just don't have that in every community. It's a unique thing. And, you know, whether it's children's theater at the UW, or, you know, whether it's the fact that we have multiple world-class art museums, it is a very, you know, I love to remind our friends, you know, at the CVB, you know, who do outstanding work, that as we're marketing our community as an outdoorsman's paradise, outdoor right. base camp and such, let's also make sure not to forget that the arts and culture in this community is pretty unmatched for a market our size, and serves a huge geographic population as well. I mean, mm-hmm. and truly, we see it every show, whether it's, you know, one of those touring shows you mentioned, or even a community show. We see people who, you know, who drive 90 minutes, 2 hours, who drive mm-hmm. from the UP, or drive from, you know, the Phillips and Medford area, and, you know, down to Portage, and, you know, they come to Wausau. You know, yes, they do come to ski at Granite Peak and to kayak on the you know, on the Whitewater course, but they also come to see the Celtic Angels of Ireland, or to mm-hmm. see the Nutcracker, or to see Mean Girls, or to, you know, go to Birds and Art at the mm-hmm. Woodson. And so that's, you know, it is really a special community that allows us to do what we do.
And I was mentioning, actually yesterday I saw a cast listing of the Beauty and the Beast production that you just mentioned. Yeah. It's incredible how many, I mean, the idea that you can get, I mean, it must have been 80 or 90
it's huge.
I just, and yeah. again, this shows I would think there's no way I'd be able to find the people to do the production, let alone, you know, everything else that's involved in
it. Well, you know, and to do it within the academic year, a lot of places who have that sort of program do it during the summer, because then they, you know, frankly, there are people who, oh, you know, Midland, Michigan is that type of place. I know there are legitimately people who have friends or relatives and such, and they go stay with them during the summer in Midland because they don't live anywhere near Midland, but they want to participate in their version of it. Right. So that allows them to draw people from, you know, all across the state of Michigan or Chicago. Like, we're doing this during the academic year. It's not as if, you know, somebody's driving up from Janesville each night for rehearsal. These are our incredible local students and incredible, teachers and faculty working with them.
I got to ask you about the Altenburg thing, because it's been such a tradition. Yeah. But it actually went away for a little while, yeah. Then it came back. What's the relationship between maybe your organization and John and everything that goes into that? Because obviously that's something that is, I think, a unique kind of show, isn't it?
It really is. And, you know, yeah, and John did it for years and years. And, you know, at that time, it was kind of a one-man operation. You know, John obviously always been in charge of the show itself.
But right.
He rented the theater and sold the tickets and got the sponsors and did everything. And, you know, he would just tell you, like, that's a lot. And so, I give credit to our longtime GM, now director of finance, Mary Little, who's been the grand for 20 plus years. And she was actually the one who had the idea in 2014 to say, you know, John, hey, if you want to bring this show back, we'll put it on our season. You know, we'll market it, we'll sell the tickets, we'll line up the sponsors. And that way, all you have to do is do the show.
Right.
You know, and
the fun stuff.
The fun stuff. The fun stuff. And John said yes. And of course, that first year it sold out because people were so excited to have it back. And we said, we'll do it one more year. I mean, literally, we had a conversation. We was like, we'll do it one more year. This was probably just a one-time thing. People were happy to have it back. And it sold out, and it sold out. And now it's a key component of our right. season, and John does an incredible job bringing in, you know, he's got the core group who's been there from the beginning, mm-hmm. but he brings in new people, you know, like Brad Emanuel and Jerry Schmidt and others. And, yeah, it's a fun show.
Fantastic. Again, for folks who want to check out availability for this month, but even into 2024, where do you go?
Absolutely. Easiest place to go is grandtheater.org. And, yes, lots of great 2024 shows for your gift-giving buying once we get out of the holiday show season.
We won't run out of things to talk about. That's
true.
For sure. Thank you again, Sean, for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Sean Wright, Grand Theater of Wausau. Check them out. Great shows all the time at the Grand. We're going to have a news update and then back with more here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Travis Wilson, and this is a WishSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
Last week, Wanakee football coach Pat Rice announced his retirement after leading the Warriors to 342 wins with just 44 losses, including 7 WIAA state titles and 5 runner-up finishes. Rice has the highest winning percentage of any coach with at least 200 victories in state history, posting a mark of 886. In girls basketball action, Division III top-ranked Waupun took down second-ranked Catamaran Lutheran 61-48 on Friday in the first of at least two matchups between the East Central Conference rivals. Senior Kale Peterson finished with a game-high 22 points to go with 12 rebounds and 8 steals. D1 number 1 Hortonville narrowly fended off rival Kimberly on Friday, winning 68-67 in overtime behind 26 points from UConn commit Allie Zabel. In boys basketball action, D3 top-ranked Milwaukee Academy of Science went down on Saturday at the Terry Porter Classic 77-76 against Carmen Northwest. Division 5 top-ranked Solon Springs is off to a hot 2-0 start, including a 111-12 victory over Mercer on Friday. Pacelli's Jaden Awe had 36 points and 35 rebounds in a win against Wyawega Fremont last Thursday. Remember to head to WISSports.net for full hoops results each night. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Sean Wright for joining us. And again, we are so very fortunate to have Sean in the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation providing such incredible talent and entertainment here in Central Wisconsin. Again, to check out the schedule and ticket availability, go to grandtheater.org. Again, that's Grand Theater. Theater, E-R, not R-E, E-R, grandtheater.org, and check out, again, some of these shows that are running out of tickets because it's such incredible attendance recently at the Grand. Well, sports-wise, last night, the Milwaukee Bucks, they advanced to the semifinals of the NBA in-season tournament. They are heading to Vegas to take on the Indiana Pacers in a semifinal next Tuesday. Last night, the Bucks, the offense was clicking on all cylinders. Bucks beat the New York Knicks 146-122. With the win, the Bucks are now 15-6 overall, and again in the final four of the in-season tournament. Again, it's the first year of this in-season tournament. We'll see whether or not it has, you know, what it means, I guess. If you win it, it's, yes, it's great, but it's not like winning the NBA championship. But we'll see if over the years this starts to get a little bit more, I think, juice, because I think a lot of people right now are a bit confused about it. But Giannis was dominant last night. 35 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds, 3 steals. And Giannis spent his final day as a 28-year-old doing big things. He turns 29 today. So happy birthday to Giannis. Damian Lillard was also good for Milwaukee at 28 points and 7 assists. And Malik Beasley added 18 points and made 6 three-point field goals. So, again, good win for the Bucks, showing, again, that maybe, just maybe, the Milwaukee Bucks are, you know, starting to click a little bit. Again, some changes, new head coach, obviously the trade for Damian Lillard. But the Bucks are now 15-6 and heading to the in-season tournament Final Four after that W last night. The Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team, boy, oh boy, the Badgers, another impressive win last night as the Badgers went to Michigan State. And they have now won 3 straight over a Tom Izzo-led Michigan State at the Breslin Center in East Lansing. That is the only visiting team that's ever done that. Nobody else has gone into Michigan State and beat a Tom Izzo-led Michigan State team 3 years in a row at the Spartans' home court, as last night the Badgers backing up that big win over Marquette on Saturday, winning by a score of 70-57. It looks like between Marquette and Wisconsin, we've got ourselves a couple of really impressive Division I college basketball programs, both that could be factors as we get into a March Madness in 2024. Speaking of the Golden Eagles, they got themselves a big game. Marquette is ranked 8th in the country. They take on number 12 ranked Texas tonight as part of the Big East Big 12 Challenge. Game will be played at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee. So Marquette looking to bounce back from that loss to the Badgers on the weekend. So MU in Texas, and of course Coach Shaka Smart of Marquette, he had come to MU from Texas. So a little bit of a, I don't know, we call it a revenge game because he left to go to Marquette. Maybe they want revenge on him. Who knows? But Marquette and Texas tonight. Last night on the high school scoreboard in boys high school hockey in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, the Wausau West Warriors moved to 2-0 in the league. They're 3-3 overall, and they exploded offensively for the first time this season. The Warriors had not scored more than 3 goals in any of their first 5 games. But last night, Wausau West defeated Marshfield by a score of 9-1. Also in the WVC, tough loss for DC Everest. Evergreens went to Wisconsin Rapids, fell to the Lincoln Red Raiders by a score of 4-3. It was a night where the red light indicating a goal might have ran out of juice because Stevens Point lit the lamp 18 times last night in an 18-0 win over the East Merrill United Blue Jacks. In the Great Northern Conference, it was Mosinee defeating Antigo by a score of 11-3. Again, now coming up tomorrow night, Marathon Cup. If you have not gone to the Marathon Cup, it's such a great event. It's so much fun to see the fan bases, the students from Wausau West, from Wausau East and Merrill, from DC Everest and Mosinee, all getting together at one location. Normally it's Green Heck Fieldhouse, but this year the semifinals will be played at Marathon Park and the consolation and championship rounds at the Mosinee Rec Center on Saturday. Tomorrow night, Marathon Cup semifinals, 5:30, first semifinal, East Merrill United taking on Mosinee. And then the second semifinal after that, Wausau West and DC Everest. And we will have the game between Wausau West and DC Everest live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7:20 and the opening faceoff at 7:30. Boys high school basketball last night in a game that we had right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Good win for the Wausau West Warriors. The Warriors defeated Monona Grove by a score of 74-65. So Brett Butala had 23 points, Lucas Hager 18, Bennett Matson 15 for the Warriors. So Wausau West improves to a 3-3 on the campaign. Actually, the 3-2 on the campaign heading into their conference opener at Merrill on Friday night. Another game that we will have for you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also last night, it was Wausau East improving to 5-0 on the young season. Lumberjacks off to a red-hot start. They win in Rhinelander last evening, 82-63. Jesse Napgezik had 23 points for Wausau East. And again, Jesse Napgezik will be our student athlete guest tonight on the Big High School Sports Show. He'll join us at 7 o'clock, the show itself from 6 until 8 here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also on the scoreboard last evening, it was Merrill earning a 71-39 win in boys hoops against Northern Pines. Stevens Point got past DeForest by a score of 66-55. It was Stratford rolling over Athens, 66-35. Pittsville beat Abbotsford, 49-38. Also last evening, Tomahawk fell to Prentice, 83-44. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood was victorious over Iola Scandinavia, 49-33. Also last night, Pacelli all over Tri-County, 87-25. Girls high school basketball last night, Newman Catholic in a game that was heard here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, wins a Merrillwood Conference South Division matchup at Marathon by a score of 37-31. Leading the way for Newman Catholic was Lily Shields with 14 points. Coach Casey Clausius got his first win as Newman Catholic head coach. Miley Halkey led the way for the Red Raiders with 12 points. So Newman 37, Marathon 31. Also last night, Wausau East gave defending WVC champ Stevens Point all they could handle. High-scoring affair, but Stevens Point beat the Lumberjacks 86-73. It was Wisconsin Rapids defeating DC Everest 68-28. Also last night in a non-conference game, Wausau West fell to Chippewa Falls 51-43. It was a tale of two halves. The Warriors actually led 31-24 at halftime, but could not get the offense going in the second half as Chippewa Falls outscored the Warriors 27-12 in the final 18 minutes. Ayla Christensen led the way for Wausau West with 16 points. It was Marshfield over Merrill, 56-47. Athens falls at Phillips, 77-52. Stratford beat Edgar in a low-scoring affair, 31-22. It was Antigo beating Green Bay East, 53-39. Also, Northern Lutheran earns a W. The Wildcats beat Port Edwards, 53-16. It was Columbus Catholic over Spencer, 56-21. Also last night, Neillsville over Greenwood, 73-26. So that's a look at the activity going on in high school sports last night. And again, we'll have a complete rundown on what's going on, the scores and more, plus special guest interviews tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. on the Big High School Sports Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Also, Aaron Rodgers, he keeps talking. He gets paid to talk. He's like me. But I don't get nearly as much money as Aaron Rodgers gets paid to talk to Pat McAfee every week. And he made his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. And Rodgers had some good things to say about Jordan Love and also said we shouldn't crown him. So Rodgers, I'm trying to back off the love for Jordan Love. What Aaron Rodgers said is that he is not surprised by the recent success that Jordan Love has had as quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. He said, on the other hand, while he says he's not surprised that Love has been playing well, he says, on the other hand, as some of the fans are starting to get very excited about Jordan Love, Rodgers says everyone should take a more measured approach. And he says that's not because the former Packers quarterback doesn't think highly of his successor. He says it's actually the opposite. Rodgers, who has been complimentary of Love this season, explained when young players get crowned too early, it can be detrimental to their development and it puts too much pressure on the player. He said Rodgers said he's playing, especially the last two games, outstanding, but he's in his first year starting. As well as he's playing, can we not crown him right now, Rodgers said to McAfee, for his own sake, because we shouldn't do that to kids. Well, he's not exactly a kid. He was actually sitting behind Rodgers for 3 years, so not quite a kid. We should not crown him, Rodgers said, and we shouldn't cancel him. Oh, gee whiz. Come on, Aaron. Don't use the term cancel. Give me a break.
I actually kind of agree with that, that we should, you know, we should respect him, but also not like crown him with all this glory, like too much too early.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Spread over multiple seasons, and then he can build up his experience from there. Just, you know, don't spoil him so much that he starts to play bad. Just give him a chance to, you know, work on his game, expand his experience, and just see what clicks.
No, I agree with you. I just don't like the term cancel. Nobody's looking to cancel anybody.
That's not a good term.
Aaron needs to stick, again, I shouldn't say this, but stick away from the terms that are, you know, more political in nature. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I have no issue with him talking politics. I can disagree or agree, whatever it may be. But don't, not in this case. Don't use the term cancel. That's one of those terms that kind of.
Politics in comes to football.
And the Packers, of course, right now in the playoff race. They play the Giants on Monday Night Football coming up next week. So a little bit of a longer break for Green Bay. But Packers have put themselves in a position, if they are able to keep winning, they will be in the playoffs. The time is 9:49. It is the 6th day of December. So coming up next, we will tell you about some famous events that occurred on this date in history. Also celebrity birthdays and our favorite, the number of the day. So that's coming up here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. I'm Chad Holmes. Join former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night. Plus special guests. Each Wednesday, we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student-athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show, every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bullfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts. Can you feel it? Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is 9:52 here on this Wednesday morning. It is a hump day. We are heading downhill towards the weekend. And time to have our daily history lesson. Some famous events that occurred on this date in history, December the 6th. In 18... 18- 1877, so nearly 150 years ago, 146 years ago today, the Washington Post newspaper was first published. On this date, 7 years after that, in 1884, the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. was completed. On this date, in 1897, London became the first city in the world to have motorized taxicabs. On this date, in 2002, actress Winona Ryder was sentenced to community service for stealing more than $5,500 in merchandise from Saks Fifth Avenue in Beverly Hills, California. Do you know how Winona Ryder got her first name, Winona?
Actually, I don't.
Because apparently, again, this is just the story that I saw, that her parents were in Winona, Minnesota when she was conceived.
Really?
So there you go.
Well, how about that?
Winona Ryder, Winona, Minnesota, right on the border of Minnesota and Wisconsin.
Learn something new every day.
There you go. That's what we like. To teach one something you can impress your friends with.
Absolutely.
On this date in 2006, NASA revealed photographs taken by Mars Global Surveyor suggesting the presence of liquid water on Mars. On this date in 2017, Starbucks opened its largest location in the world in Shanghai, 30,000 square feet.
I think there's too many Starbucks around.
I'm just saying, that's my personal opinion. I can agree with you, but I'm going to say something even more controversial.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
There are too many Quick Trips around.
There's too many McDonald's around.
There's
too.
A new Quick Trip being built over on Bridge Street.
Oh my gosh, it's like everywhere.
It's like 90 seconds from the next Quick Trip. I mean, it's like,
why?
We don't need another Quick Trip.
Seriously.
All right. And 2022 Malaysian actress Michelle Yeoh was named Time's Icon of the Year. Yeoh starred in Everything Everywhere All at Once, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Crazy Rich Asians. Some famous people that are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Joe Beth Williams, she was in Poltergeist, is 75 years old today. Actor Tom Hulce turned 70. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is 66. Debbie Rowe, who was Michael Jackson's ex-wife, mother of Prince and Paris Jackson, 65 years old today. Actor Janine Turner of Northern Exposure and Strong Medicine is 61. Director Judd Apatow, he directed The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, is 56 years old. And skateboarder Riley Hawk, the son of Tony Hawk, is 31 years old. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It's Miners Day, not kids miners, but the miners, the people that actually dig, miners. Miners Day is today. It is Gazpacho Day. It is Mittens Tree Day. I have no idea. What's a mittens tree? Do you have any idea what a mittens tree is?
I think I've seen those around, but I think it's like a... I thought it was for like a fundraiser, maybe.
Really? Okay, well, I'm going to have to look that up. Mittens Tree Day. It is Cook for Christmas Day. Seems a little early to be cooking for Christmas, but well, that may be just me.
Some people like to get the preparation done early.
It is Microwave Oven Day. Boy, I use microwave ovens way too much, I got to tell you. It is Pawnbroker's Day. It is Put On Your Own Shoes Day. Huh. I don't know. Who's putting on your shoes? I'm putting on my own shoes. It's every day.
I put my own shoes on.
And it is Special Kids Days. And I think all the kids should be special, but Special Kids Day.
Agreed.
All right. It is that time. Number for the day. Our number for the day is five.
Five.
And again, it actually involves something we talked about yesterday. I don't think you'll get it, but it's in the same category of airlines. We talked about airlines. Remember, like the 80s had the most airlines in the United States?
Yeah.
Five is the number of the day. It has to do with airlines. Boy. Again, you're not going to know this one.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to get this one.
I'm going to give it to you right now.
I've never been on an airplane, so I wouldn't even get this one by a long shot.
But five is the rank in size of the new Alaska Air Group among U.S. airlines after it acquires Hawaiian Airlines. Again, I am tired of this consolidation of airlines. It is not helping the traveler. It's not helping the consumer. It's not helping anybody but these companies. But That is now the fifth largest airlines, Alaska Air Group. Ahead of it will be American Airlines, Delta Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and United Airlines. But again, I think we need to break up these monopolies. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
So better customer service if you had smaller airlines competing against each other. So, All right, well, that's going to do it. Again, thanks to our guests today, Bob Look in the first hour and Sean Wright of the Grand Theater in hour number two. Ian, have yourself a great rest of your Wednesday.
You too, Chad. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
And coming up next from 10 until noon, it is As Goes Wisconsin with guest host Jane Mantanera. That's straight ahead. And don't forget to join us tonight. I'll be back at 6 for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.